Hello, everyone out there. This is Peter Harris from Commercial Property Advisors, author of the book, Commercial Real Estate Investing for Dummies, and coach and mentor to many commercial real estate investors all across this great nation of ours. The title and subject of today's podcast is
The Beginner's Guide to Multifamily Investing. I'm going to give you 5 steps for you as the beginner to get started investing in multifamily. But before I begin those 5 steps, I want to go over with you real quick the benefits to multifamily investing and the real reason why you should. These are personal reasons that hit home. Here are the benefits, and these are obvious, right? So if you've been reading and searching about multifamily investing, you know the real reasons why. And the real reasons are you're going to get steady cash flow of multifamily investing. There's a high demand for multifamily. So if you are an owner of a multifamily property, there's demand for your units to be rented out. Just that everyone needs a place to live. You have the ability to force depreciation. You see, when you purchase a home and you get the rents up, the value does not increase. But in multifamily, commercial size multifamily, as you raise the NOI, the property value shoots up. And then lastly, you get huge tax benefits. So these are the 4 default benefits, although great benefits, of multifamily investing. Now, let me share with you the real reason why you should consider investing in multifamily. These hit home for me and for our students. Here's the real why. Number one, it got me out of a corporate job. And number two, it helped other students do the same thing with the cash flow and with the wealth building. Number three, if you are short on retirement funds, you need to call us. We can help you how to find the right multifamily property to buy it and get the rents up, get the NOI, and create a retirement fund. Number four, are you working too many hours? I told you I was going to hit home with this. Many of our incoming students work too many hours. They need options. Peter, I want the option of working less. Multifamily will buy you that. And then lastly, if you need the ultimate tax write-off, multifamily is the best property type to purchase to get you the maximum tax write-offs. So those are reasons why, and I hope those hit home for you. Next, what I want to do is I promised you that the 5 quick steps for you to get started in multifamily investing. Let's go to step number one. Step number one is decide what type of multifamily investor you are. There are about 4 types, and the more you know about which one you are, the quicker you can get there. So number one, are you a cash flow investor? Meaning that you're going to buy your multifamily property to create cash flow to supplement your current income. A lot of our students do that, so they have choices. Peter, I want to work less, or I want to, you know, give to my church more. I want to do this. I want to travel. And they use their multifamily to, most times, you know, radically impact their financial lives. So that's a cash flow investor. Next is a long-time multifamily investor. This person is building for retirement. So you're going to buy your multifamily portfolio. You're going to build it up. And then down the road, you can retire and use your multifamily to pay for your bills. So that's a long-term investor. Next is a full-time multifamily investor. This is a person that's in the business of multifamily investing to quit their jobs and be a full-time multifamily investor. So that is a great goal that we have helped some of our students achieve and do this. And right now, some of them are our coaches. So this is fantastic. And lastly is to wholesale multifamily deals. And when you wholesale multifamily deals, a wholesaler basically gets the property under contract, a good property, mind you, and then you would assign the contract to another buyer that you have lined up for money. So we use wholesaling for people that do not have a lot of money, and you're going to wholesale several deals to build your savings so that you have your own down payment. So those are the 4 types of multifamily investors. Which one are you? Okay, you need to know which one you are, because it's important when we go to step 2. Let's do that next. Step 2 is know your numbers. What numbers am I referring to? Well, for any given multifamily deal, there are 4 things you need to know how to calculate at a minimum. Okay, these are just the minimum. There's more to calculate, but for a beginner, this is where you start. You need to know how to calculate the cash flow, know how to calculate the cash and cash return, or this is your return on investment, know how to calculate the cap rate or the capitalization rate, and lastly, know how to calculate your debt coverage ratio, also known as DCR. Now, you're probably thinking, well, how in the world do I do that? Well, tell you what, anyone can learn how to do that. And we've taught hundreds, if not thousands of people across America how to do that very simply. Now, one of the main benefits, I would say the main benefit for a beginner learning how to calculate this is fact B. It gives you instant credibility with the real estate agent, other investors, and lenders. So people on your team will know, wow, this person has really done their homework. They know what you're talking about because you know how to calculate these. And then fact C, you only need a calculator. That's all you need is just a calculator, and it can be on your phone. You don't need anything, a fancy spreadsheet, none of that. Only a calculator, and you can do these things. And you'll be amazed at how quickly you can learn these four and be taken to the next level. All right, okay, let's go to step number three. Step number three is to know your market. What I mean by market is the actual area and then the little particulars of the technical things about your market that's going to enable you to make the best decisions. Let me break it down for you. So when I think of market, I think of the basics you need to know about your market. Number one is you need to know the jobs trend in your market. So you want a steady flow of jobs in your market that you're going to purchase your multifamily in. If the job market is steady, that's great. If it's going up, that's even better. But if it's headed downward, that could be a problem. They may not bode well for the future. If you have no jobs, you have no paying tenants, you're going to suffer collecting rents. Okay? So number one is jobs. Number two, there's a website called thewalkscore.com. And what it does, it tells you in your particular location where the nearest bus stop is, where the nearest shopping center is, where the nearest grocery store is, where the nearest school is. And the higher the score, the more likely you are to be in the center of that area. And for multifamily, that's where we want to be. So it's called walkscore.com. Go to that website, plug in your address. It'll give you a number and it'll tell you if it's walkable or not. Number three is crime. Of course, right? We need to know if you are in a high crime area, then you're going to attract high crime people, unfortunately, that don't pay rent or they pay late and they won't stay there that long, causing you an influx of people coming in, coming out. Just not a good thing. So there's those three things. Jobs, your vicinity means your walk score, and then crime. So those are the basics when I say know your market. Now let's discuss the technical part of your market. The technical part is these three things. Okay, one, two, three, these are benchmarks. They're going to enable you to make the best business decisions possible. When you make decisions in business, they need to be based upon certain benchmarks being met in order for you to make the best decision. Make sense? Here are the three benchmarks. The first one is, for any particular deal, you need to find sale comparables for that particular property. So if you are looking at a 5-unit apartment building, and what you want to know is how is priced compared to other properties in the area of how it's priced. If yours is priced at this level, but other properties are priced at this level, that means you're paying too much. But if you're priced at this level, but other properties are priced at that level, that means you're getting a good deal. You're paying under market. So you need sales comparables. That's the first technical thing. The second one is you need to get your areas or your neighborhood's cap rate. This is called the market cap rate. This is not the deal cap rate. And basically, it's a marker to help you value where your property is. So for example, if you are in a 6-cap rate neighborhood where everything in your neighborhood is selling for a 6-cap, but your deal is penciling out on the calculator to be a 5-cap, that means you're overpaying. And then, and likewise, if you are in a 6-cap neighborhood, but your deal is penciling out to be a 7-cap, that means you're underpaying. You have a good deal. So you need to know your area's cap rate. And then number three is you need to know the rent trends, what the rents are for your studio apartments, for your 1-bedrooms, your 2-bedrooms, and 3-bedrooms. You need to know the trends and where they are so you can compare those to other apartments to see if your rents can go up. So If you can know these three things, sales comparables, your area cap rate, and where the rents are, you can compare these three things on your property with others so you can make the best decision. So that was step number three. Let's go to step number four. All right, here is step four of your beginner's guide to multifamily investing. Step four is pretty obvious. It is to build your team. You can't do this by yourself if you're a beginner. You need experienced people on your team to make sure things get done well and right. So the first person in your team is a property manager. You need that person so they can go visit a property for you, check out the area, check out the property condition, walk through the property with you, let you know where rents can go or where they are today, the type of repairs needed. So very important person. I would say in order of priority, this should probably go first. Next is you need a multifamily lender. You do not need a high volume lender that lends only on single family homes and does a little bit of multifamily. You don't want that person. You want a person that specializes in multifamily because it's different. It's way different than buying a fourplex or a home. Number three, you need a real estate agent, but not a real estate agent that does single family homes. If they list single family homes part-time or full-time, you don't want them. You want a person, an agent who specializes in multifamily. The difference is night and day. The person that doesn't specialize in multifamily, they don't know enough to help you along with the deal and can find you the best deal. Next is real estate attorney. For your attorney, what do you need them for? You only need them for two things, basically, if you're a beginner. Number one is to help you with the contracts, putting the contracts together, and lastly, closing. You do not need them for due diligence. They're not investors, okay? They're attorneys. You need them for the legality of the contracts and for the uniqueness of every closing to make sure you're clear to close. Number five, a general contractor. When you get a property under contract, there's always repairs. You need a person you can call that can give you repairs on fixing a roof or fixing stairs or doing this or doing that. You need that so you can go back and negotiate the deal better and more accurately. Number six is a multifamily mentor. Why do I bring that up? Here's the main reason. This property manager is so important to your success. Do you know, as a beginner, how to choose a property manager? Of course you don't. We do because we employ hundreds of them across the country. So we can pick out the stinkers and pick out the winners. So you can ask our help to help you choose the best ones. Now, this is a great team, right? Here's an example of a person who had a great team. This student of ours, Dave, he's a full-time truck driver. He's a husband. He's a father. He's even a grandpa. But he assembled a portfolio, I think, or six or seven properties worth about $6 million. He collects about $600,000 in income per year, and he did it part-time. How did he do that? By building the right team. Okay, so that's number four. Let's go to the last one, which is step number five. Step five is get help and start making offers. You have to make offers. You don't make offers, you are doing nothing. You're wasting your time. Let me explain. So when I say get help, what I want you to do is to hire a multifamily manager, hire a company that specializes in multifamily. Now, we do it ourselves in this company. In fact, there's a video that I want you to watch, whether you hire us or not. Make sure that your mentor, your multifamily mentor, has these five keys. So I want you to watch that video before you hire a mentor. Make sure all five are there. Here's why you're going to hire a mentor for your multifamily investing: to fast track you, to help you avoid costly mistakes. And then also, too, you have to realize that multifamily investing is process oriented. There are steps to everything, to financing, locating a deal, for finding off-market deals, everything. There are steps. You must follow these steps to find success. The second part is making offers. And speaking of steps, here is a generalized or simplified outline of how we're going to get to making offers. Number one is I want you to locate a good multifamily market. We talked a little bit about that. Step number two is to find off-market deals. The best deals are found off-market. Mainly the deals that you see are on our website from our students that are life-changing were off-market. They were not found on MLS or any website. So you must learn how to do this. It's very, very important. Next, number three, you need to learn how to analyze a deal. We talked a little bit about that too. Number four, this is coaching here. This is create a razor sharp exit strategy. An exit strategy is how you're going to get your money out of the deal. With a sale, a refinance, or 1031 exchange, whatever it is, that needs to be designed before you close or even when you're making the offer. That needs to be designed and thought out. And it should be multiple exit strategies, okay? And then number five, this part is the most important part. You need to make the offer. I know what you're thinking, Peter. I'm not ready to make an offer. But let me say this. If you don't get here making the offer, you're just wasting time. You really are. This part here, making the offer, this is where analysis paralysis stops and generational wealth is created right here. You may make the offer. It may not go through. In fact, there's a high chance your offer doesn't get accepted. There's a high chance if it does get accepted, you have to go through due diligence. It may not close, but it doesn't matter. It's the process of learning of everything that gets learned once you get a property under contract is or making an offer, which is key. So get help and make the offer. All right, everyone. Thank you for joining me. Again, the Beginner's Guide to Multifamily Investing is in five steps. Decide on what type of multifamily investor you are. Know your numbers. Know your market. Build your team. And lastly, get help and make offers.